Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I know your English will improve today. Now, we're still continuing with our lesson about Universiad. Now, do you ever go to big events that come to your town? Like maybe there's a big sports event or a big music festival of some kind. There are so many different kinds of events, so many things that can liven your city, right? Of course, you know we're talking about Taipei 2017 Summer Universiad in our lesson today. And we have more to learn about this big sports event. Today we'll learn about a lady named Xu Shujing, a weightlifting competitor. And here's a question for you. Aside from weightlifting, what is Xu Shujing's additional duty this year? What is her additional duty this year? I know what our duty is, to open up our magazines and begin our reading for the day. Let's do that together.
Taipei 2017 Summer Universiad. Taiwanese athletes show expertise in archery and weightlifting, as demonstrated by the medals won in last year's Rio Olympics. Therefore, it's no surprise these two sports were chosen for inclusion. Among the weightlifting competitors, Xu Shujing, a native of Yunlin, central Taiwan, has the additional duty of being a spokesperson for the Taipei 2017 Universiad. Xu is the back-to-back Olympic champion in weightlifting, 53-kilogram category. Before her gold medals in London 2012 and Rio 2016, Xu was a silver medalist in the Shenzhen 2011 Universiad.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 expertise, 这个不可数名词 ,PER 这个字根有尝试或通过的意思。所以 expertise 是指专业技术或专业知识。所以它的重音是在 TI 这个音节念成 expertise。如果要说明在哪一方面的专业是用 IN, IN 这个介系词。例如 ,with his expertise in software, Victor can find a job in no time.以他在软体上的专业能力 Victor 马上就可以找到工作。如果去掉字尾的 ISE, expert 就是指专家。例如 Helen is an expert in child development. Helen 是幼儿发育的专家。继续我们看的是 back to back, 这个形容词 back to back, 背黏着背在这里指的就是连续的或者是一个接一个的。例如 the leading actors had back to back interviews the whole day.这部电影的主角们一整天是一个又接一个的访问，或者是 The back-to-back victories weren't pure luck, but the result of the team's effort. 一场又一场的胜利并不是纯粹的好运，而是这支队伍努力的成果。Back-to-back 也可以指背朝着背的，例如 The kids put their chairs back-to-back to play a guessing game. 这些孩子们把椅子背对着背摆着来玩猜谜游戏。
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Let's jump right into this section here where we read Taiwanese athletes show expertise in archery and weightlifting as demonstrated by the medals won in last year's Rio Olympics. And right there, you see this word expertise, right? If you show expertise in something, that means you show that you are an expert or really, really good.
And of course, this word reminds me of Linda, our mutual friend Linda. She shows a lot of expertise in biking.
Yes,
she is a great biker, an incredible biker.
You could even say she's an expert biker.
Yes, I would definitely, she's an expert biker, she's an experienced biker, and shows a lot of expertise in biking.
Okay, so of course we're learning about people who show expertise in different sports here. Linda is an expert biker. We've got expert archers. Yesterday we learned that word archery, right? And of course, there are many different kinds of archers. I think it would be fun to do some archery. Remember when we did archery last year in Hualien, Rebecca?
How could I forget? I was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I was able to shoot the arrow.
Hey, I think you shot it better than I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from what I remember.
Okay, I didn't remember that. But hey, thanks for bringing back good memories.
Anytime.
Anyway, well, let's continue on here.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's no surprise these two sports were chosen for inclusion. What two sports? Well, of course, archery and weightlifting.
That's right. It's no surprise. And that's a good phrase to know, or a good phrase to use when you want to emphasize that something is expected or something is not a surprise. It shouldn't be surprising to us. It's no surprise.
For example, Gabe, I know that you love music.
Yes.
You play drums. So it's no surprise that you went to the concert last month.
Well, Rebecca,
yeah?
I went to more than one concert last month.
Well, that is definitely no surprise because, like I said, you love music and you love rhythm.
Yeah, it's true. It is no surprise. So, friends, think of another way to use this phrase. It's no surprise these sports, archery and weightlifting, were chosen for inclusion. All right? Among the weightlifting competitors, let's see if I get her name right, Xu Suqing. All right, we're learning about Xu Suqing. A native of Yunlin, central Taiwan, has the additional duty of being a spokesperson for the Taipei 2017 Universiad. That's a long sentence. And in that sentence, friends, you saw the answer to the question that I asked you earlier. And that question is, what is Xu Suqing's additional duty? Rebecca?
I believe the answer is none other but to be a spokesperson in this year's Universiad. Mm-hmm. That is a very important job.
Yeah, actually, now that we're talking about it, I don't know what I would be more nervous doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing the sport that I'm trying to be good at, or being a spokesperson. A lot of people are scared of speaking in front of other people.
Yes, a lot of people are terrified, very, very, very frightened of speaking in public or doing
mm-hmm.
any sort of public speaking, especially if there's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
So and that's the idea of what a spokesperson does.
Mm,
they
yeah.
speak on behalf of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, there are probably many people they could choose from, but you want to choose someone who represents your group very well to be your group's spokesperson, or in this case, to be your country's spokesperson. Now, you see the word spokesperson here, but if you're a guy, you're a spokesman, you could call Rebecca a spokeswoman.
That's right. I've actually have never been a spokeswoman before.
Well, if you did.
But it might be something I do in the future.
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay. Well, continuing on here, we have Sue. Is the back-to-back Olympic champion in weightlifting, whoa, the 53-kilogram category? That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, and she's the back-to-back Olympic champion. Back-to-back, that means something happens two times in a row, or right next to each other, right? So this means she's won twice in a row, back-to-back.
Right. For example, mm-hmm. you could also say Stephen is celebrating back-to-back victories. So he won the last two games, and now he's celebrating those victories.
Very good. So, friends, have you ever done something and maybe won twice in a row? You could say you won those games back-to-back, all right? Let's continue here. Before her gold medals in London 2012 and Rio 2016, Xu was a silver medalist in the Shenzhen 2011 Universiad. So before her gold, she was already winning silver.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, you know something, Gabe? I actually mm-hmm. do consider myself a competitive person. I do enjoy competition,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely prefer friendly competition.
Hey, speaking of friendly competition, we need to learn about this in
the InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud.
What do you think of when you hear the word competition? Something fierce, bitter, and even bloody, maybe? What if I said, let's have a little friendly competition? Is there such a thing?
Of course there is. Friendly competition is a type of competition that encourages the participants to do their best and grow without having to worry about the final score.
Right. The point of a friendly competition usually isn't to win, but to improve and encourage people to do their best.
We often use this phrase when we are talking about athletes or sports teams. If the teams have friendly competition, then they play fairly and want all the players to do their best.
Of course, they also want to win. But they don't want to win so badly that they would try to hurt the other team's players or cheat during the game.
Carolyn, can we use this phrase outside of sports?
Sure. Friendly competition can also be used when talking about business. If the business competition is friendly, then companies share a lot of the same resources and don't try to make other companies fail.
Competition 是竞争，这个字往往会让人联想到激烈恶性的尔虞我诈，但有一种 competition 是良性的，那就是 friendly competition， 所谓的友好的竞争，目的不是要赢对方，而是竭尽所能使自己成长。例如一场友谊赛就是一个 friendly competition， 除了在体育赛事，在商场也可以有 friendly competition，两家公司可以共享资源，达成双赢的局面。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。Hey, let's have some friendly competition.
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning about the Taipei 2017 Summer Universiad.I've got a little weight right here. I'm not talking about my stomach weight. No, it's actually a weight on the ground. I'm going to try to lift this. Here we go. Yes, very good. I think that I'm ready to be a weightlifting competitor. Just like Shi Shujing, who's the back-to-back Olympic champion. She is amazing, just like me.All right, let's continue learning about this Universiad competitor right now. Ooh.
Ooh.
Taipei 2017 Summer Universiad. She hopes to capture gold in Taipei and bring greater pride to her homeland.An extremely conscientious and hard-working athlete, Xu wants to use her influence to get everyone more involved in physical activity. The Universiad is much more than a sports competition. It also represents an educational and cultural exchange. At each Universiad, a FISU conference is held to give scholars and researchersan international forum to explore and discuss ideas related to the value of sport. With open arms, the city of Taipei welcomes all participants, athlete or expert, to the 2017 Summer Universiad.
好了，接下来我们看的是 conscientious 这个形容词 ,SCI 这个字根有知道的意思，所以 conscientious 是指一丝不苟的或者是认真尽责的。所以它的重音是在 SCIEN 这个音节念成 conscientious。例如 ,Edward is a conscientious worker who pays a lot of attention to details. Edward 是一个一丝不苟的员工，十分注重细节。或者是 Louis is hardworking, conscientious, and also very well liked by his colleagues. Louis 既努力又认真，并且深受同事们的喜爱。最后我们看的是 forum 这个名词。forum 是指讨论公共议题的论坛，或者是场合或平台。 例如 this conference provides a forum for educators to exchange views. 这个研讨会提供教育者可以交换意见的平台。或者是 Sam joined a web forum which discusses the latest music trends. Sam 加入了一个网络上专门讨论最新音乐趋势的论坛。或者是 the political column is a forum for people of different political perspectives.这个政治专栏是让不同观点的人可以抒发的论坛。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, we're continuing to learn about Xu Shujing here. We read, she hopes to capture gold in Taipei and bring greater pride to her homeland. Her homeland being, her country, right? She wants to bring great pride to her homeland.To bring great pride means that you're doing something that makes another group of people proud.
That's right. And of course, you can bring pride to your homeland, to your country, or maybe even to your parents, or to a friend, or to somebody, maybe even a teacher. So this is a great phrase for you to know. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to bring pride to?
That's right, because if you bring pride to somebody, often people will respond by saying,Oh, you make me proud, or I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. So how does our lesson continue?
Well, we read, an extremely conscientious and hard-working athlete, Xu wants to use her influence to get everyone more involved in physical activity. That is a good goal.
And this is a great word that you see, friends. It's from the word bank, conscientious. It's a long word, but I think it's a good word, and it might describe you.This word kind of means, well, one definition is that you're thorough or that you're diligent. Mm-hmm. And that's true, but I also think it includes the meaning to pay attention to detail. So maybe if you're a really conscientious worker, then you notice a lot of mistakes and what needs to be revised so that you can improve something. Rebecca, are you a conscientious person?
I would love to say that I'm a very conscientious person. I guess in some ways I am, but I'm actually not a very detailed-oriented person.
Okay, but you're a hard worker.
But I'm very hardworking, yes. Mm-hmm. I guess if I feel like something is very important, I'll have to make more of an effort to be conscientious about it.
Right. Okay, so friends, what about you? Are you a conscientious person? Or maybe you know someone who is conscientious. She is conscientious, okay?Say that word 10 times fast. All right, we continue to the next paragraph. The Universiad is much more than a sports competition. It also represents an educational and cultural exchange. Okay, so it's not just about sports. It is a friendly competition, but there's also some exchange going on. That means maybe some trading in some ways.
And this reminds me, when I came to Taiwan several years ago, I actually started participating in a language exchange. So someone would help me with Chinese, and I would help that individual with their English. So that's another type of exchange, a language exchange.
I really like that, and I think that, friends, if you know like someone who speaks another language, you can agree to meet over lunch or a meal sometime and have a language exchange, or even a culture exchange. Talk about different things from your cultural backgrounds.Well, let's continue here. At each Universiad, a FISU conference is held to give scholars and researchers an international forum to explore and discuss ideas related to the value of sport. I really like this, that it's not just about watching sports, but also about hearing ideas for how sports can improve our lives.
Absolutely. Well, let's read the last line. With open arms...The city of Taipei welcomes all participants, athlete or expert, to the 2017 Summer Universiad. Now let's take a look at that phrase, with open arms.
With open arms. If someone uses this phrase to describe something, that means they're saying this thing is very welcoming. Okay, so who has open arms? And what are you doing? Are you welcoming someone with open arms?
And of course, when I hear this phrase, I...automatically think of parents and how whenever I go home to visit, my parents always welcome me home with open arms.
Yeah, and I like this phrase. It's the idea that sometimes people are kind of closed, right? So if you can do something with open arms, it shows others that you really accept them. Well, right now it is time for us to finish this lesson with a
review skit.
Ta-da!
Open arms.
Hey, what do you call the Olympics for university students?
Is there such a thing?
Yes, it's called Universiad.
Universiad?
Yeah, the name is derived from the words university and Olympiad.
Okay, Universiad.
It brings individuals from different countries together in the spirit of sportsmanship and friendship.
Oh, just like the Olympics.
Exactly.
Is Universiad a big event?
Second only in size and importance to the Olympics.
Really?
Yes. It promotes values such as fraternity, perseverance, and integrity.
Those are important values.
And it aims to encourage harmony and cooperation among students within the realms of sports and academics.
Well, where is this big event?
This year, Taipei is honored to host the Summer Universiad.
Taipei? Wow!
Right? Athletes will compete in 21 sports and one demonstration sport. 14 sports are played at every Summer Universiad, plus optional sports that are chosen specifically by the host city.
Well, that sounds like fun. Sports competitions are exciting.
But remember, the Universiad is much more than a sports competition. It also represents an educational and cultural exchange.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At each Universiad, a conference is held to give scholars and researchers an international forum.
Forum?
Meetings to explore and discuss the value of sport.
Great. You know, I've always wanted to be in the Olympics. Am I too late to sign up?
About 10 years too late.
Very funny.
Oh, hey, look. It's the mascot, Bravo, the bear.
No, that's a real bear.
What?
Run! Come on!
So, Gabe, I was just thinking of this question. What values do you think sports provide?
That is a great question, Rebecca. Actually, I like this question because I think that sports, especially team sports, can help you to work together in harmony with other people.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. It can teach you team spirit and how to work in unity.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, if you lose, how to be an okay loser, you know, not to be a poor loser.
That's right.
Or if you win, not to brag about it, right? You know, I think that these sports are great.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. And we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.